What is up, America and beyond, and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like eczema, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call this healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it is no miracle at all, it is simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly at 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the Ingevity products, ingredients, formulations, you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the Ingevity products that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side or advertised on The Bright Side, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart with all the Ingevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite, multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water and sip on it. It's a great way to get your water-soluble B-complex and vitamin C, as well as your typically hard-to-absorb fat-soluble vitamins in an easy-to-absorb form, vitamins D, E, A, and K. We'll be talking a little bit about vitamin K today and continuing tomorrow. Vitamin K is really important and difficult for the body to access, especially if you're dealing with gallbladder problems or liver problems or intestinal problems. And this is what makes the BTT so effective. It's a wonderful way to get high doses of easy-to-absorb fat-soluble vitamins, as well as the B-complex, vitamin C, zinc, selenium, chromium. It's just a cornucopia of nutrients, $50 a canister, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. And don't forget to ask about joining the Brightside Ben team and helping spread the word and making some money while you're at it, or just getting your products at the wholesale price, or just enjoying the tax benefits of having your own business. You can call the Brightside Ben phone team and they can tell you all about it at 866-735-2470, or you can click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. All right, we're talking about vitamin K and its relationship to gut health and its relationship to the health of your newborn baby. The relationship of your vitamin K's relationship to the health of the fetus in the womb. And we are going to continue talking about vitamin K for the next couple of days, but I want to get to a letter or two to show you how you can work with health conditions. This is a feature that I started doing last week, and I think I'm going to continue doing it at least once, maybe even twice a week. I get so many letters and so many Facebooks, and I really wish I could reply to everybody. By the way, if you do send me a letter, it always helps to put your phone number because it's much easier for me to respond to you guys by phone than to try to type out letters. I've got very fat fingers, and I don't know how to type anyway, so it's real difficult for me to respond by type or by text or even by Facebook. So put your phone number on your letters and then listen in, because once a week or even twice a week we're going to get to a letter or two so I can show you how you do this yourself. My goal here is not to be Mr. Authority Man who answers all questions. I'm not Mr. Science Guy who just knows all everything about how the body works. I want you guys to be able to do what I do. I want you guys to do your own health diagnostics. So you don't need a doctor, you don't need me, you don't need a pharmacist. You could do your own forensic health diagnostics. I call it forensic health diagnostics. You're finding the scene of the crime. Your symptoms are like clues. Your symptoms aren't the problems. They're the clues to the problems. The goal is not to find clues if you're a detective. The goal is to solve the murder mystery. The clues and the symptoms are simply to direct you to where the perpetrator of the crime is, and that's why I call it forensic health diagnostics. We want to be able to find the murderer rather than the clues to the murder. This is how we improve whatever flavor of degenerative breakdown that we're dealing with. So let's take a... Well, actually, first let me tell you about what I consider to be the most important strategy for addressing a health challenge. Then we'll take a letter and I'll show you how this is done. This is what I consider to be the most important strategy, the way you want to deal with a health challenge, the first step that you want to take when you're dealing with any kind of health condition. I don't care what the heck you're dealing with. Headaches, migraine headaches, acne, atherosclerosis, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, whatever. The first thing you want to do is you want to look for multiple symptoms. If you have alopecia, male pattern baldness, look for other symptoms. If you have acne, look for other symptoms in the body. Look for other things that are going wrong in your body. This is a major, major principle of healing on the bright side, and it is the key distinction between how we work here on the bright side with the healing process and how your doctor doctors you. Doctors treat focal individual symptoms. These are the clues. The doctor is treating the clues. Your doctor is treating the signs. The doctor is treating the symptoms, which you can think of as points. The problem is in the body, in the holistic body, in the symptom. It's not in the point. It's the synthesis of many points, all working together as an integrated whole. This is what the body is. It's multiple points, almost infinite points. And every point is connected to every other point. And it's impossible just to address one point. It's impossible to change one point without affecting all the other points. That's what side effects are. That's why when you take a drug, you almost always have side effects. That's when you have a surgical procedure. There's almost always going to be other side effects. You cannot address a single point without affecting all the points. The human body is a composite. It's made up of multiple, perhaps infinite points. The bright side is about the composite. It's about the whole body. The medical model is about the individual points. The bright side is about the composite. Your doctor treats the points. High blood pressure is a single point. Acne is a single point. Arthritis is a single point. If you go to the doctor with some kind of ailment, your ailment is the point, and that is what your doctor is going to address. You got high blood pressure? No problem. Here's a magic word, a magic spell that will take care of your hypertension. Boom. It's a drug that will just block high blood pressure. You got arthritis? You got acne? No problem. Here's another drug that will make your arthritis disappear. Boom. It's gone. Your acne? Boom. It's gone. Well, not really gone, of course, but at least you're not going to see it. Same difference, right? You don't see it, so it's gone. It's like when I was a kid and I used to clean up my room. I used to shove everything under the bed. My room was clean. Now, don't look under the bed because that's where all the crap is. Same thing with your acne. Don't look underneath because that's where all the crap is, but on the top you got your proactive, so now you don't have acne. It's disappeared. Magic. Doctoring is about against disease. It's called allopathy. It's not about correcting anything, period. That's the dirty little secret of doctoring, folks. That's why we got more doctors per capita than any other country in the history of the planet, and simultaneously, we're the sickest culture in the history of the planet, because doctoring is not about correcting. It's about fighting. Technically, we call it allopathy, which literally means against disease. And by the way, this is why nutritionists and dietitians and alternative practitioners fail us as well. In far too many cases, alternative practitioners have become junior doctors. They become allopathic, against disease, holistic practitioners, allopathic nutritionists. Oh, you got high blood pressure? Take magnesium. You got acne? Take zinc. What do I take for my acne? I don't want to do drugs. I just want to do nutrition. What do I take? It's not a question of taking. It's a question of correcting. Allopathic nutritionists, allopathic acupuncturists, allopathic herbalists are only slightly better than allopathic doctors. They oppose disease in the same way your doctor opposes diseases. Instead of drugs, instead of surgery, they may use acupuncture. They may use herbs. They're still fighting and opposing disease. They're still allopathic. They have become alternative doctors rather than alternative healers. The bright side approach is not to doctor the body. It's to listen to the body. All right, we'll continue this when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Oh.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up with all the Youngevity products as well as a Join the Team link. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Our number today is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have a comment, you want to contribute to the conversation, success story, questions about nutrition or prescription drugs or health challenges, we can help you. 855-660-4261. Okay, so principle number one for addressing your health challenges is look for multiple points. Look for multiple symptoms. You know, I don't really follow the news too much, but it's hard to, sometimes it's hard not to, especially with what's going on in the Middle East. But when I think of political crises, geopolitical crises, stuff that's going on in the world, it's a lot like disease. You know, we had this thing going on in Syria, for example, all right? There's this crisis, most of you guys probably know it. In Syria, the people, you got rebellions, you got little groups that are rebelling against the government, et cetera, et cetera. You got chemical weapons being used against the people. These are all individual points. You know, if you look at the, read the newspaper, you think that the big problem going on in Syria is the government is gassing the people. Well, folks, that's just one little tiny point. That's a symptom. In Syria, you got people rebelling against a tyrannical minority government. The government is parasitic, and it responds with hideous chemical weapons to the rebellion. The U.S. gets upset. They shoot rockets. The Iranians retaliate with terrorism. This is what's probably going to happen here. The Iranians cut off oil supply. People get all upset, and we shoot more rockets and missiles, and nothing solves any problems because we're not addressing the underlying picture. We're only addressing the points, the fruits, the leaves. We're not addressing the roots. We're addressing the fruits. Just like with disease in the body, to effectively deal a geopolitical disease, a geopolitical breakdown, you got to gather up all the points, you've got to form a picture of the underlying situation. You got to triangulate. You got to at least come up with 3 points or more. In the Middle East, your points are going to be an evil, parasitic government. You've got poverty, you've got disenfranchisement, you've got illiteracy. These are all multiple points. You've got an overall sense of helplessness. The underlying picture is a country or a region in distress, like a body that's in distress that shows up with high blood pressure, or cardiovascular issues, or acne. We've got an entire region that's in distress that shows up as a government abusing its people, chemically gassing its citizenry. If we're going to effectively correct or deal with this kind of situation, we got to correct the underlying distress, not the individual points. The chemical weapons or the messed up government, those are individual points. The underlying issue is the distress. Let's address the situation. The situation that shows up as either a dysfunctional, evil, satanic government that thinks it's legitimate to gas its own people, or in the case of the body, the underlying distress that shows up is whatever kind of health condition we have. This is why revolutions fail. Revolutions are not evolutions. Revolutions are big circles where we solve a problem, which creates more problems, which we solve, and then we or attempt to solve, which creates more problems, which we attempt to solve, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You guys screaming about Obama, don't you remember? We were screaming about George W. Bush and about Bill Clinton and about Father Bush before that. Elections are like prescriptions. Elections are like drugs. They create a change in symptomology, but they don't create a change in the overall dysfunction or disease. So I get a letter from a guy named Dustin. Dustin says, I've been a listener for about a month. I love the program. I've heard you many times on InfoWars. Finally decided to listen to you every day. Long story short, and I'm cutting to the chase here. Long story short, I'm 26 years old, played sports all my life. Growing up, I was a star athlete. Then all of a sudden, senior year of high school, I got exercise-induced asthma, or at least that's the general term modern medicine calls it. Used to take all the inhalers, breathing supplements until I realized what poison they were years ago and instantly threw them all out. I woke up nutritionally 3 years ago, eat lots of organic foods, filtered water, take supplements, live a holistic lifestyle. I have done tons of research, try to cure myself, but would like to get to the root of the problem. Congratulations, Dustin. Dustin finishes up. I don't believe the whole dot, dot, dot. I'm not sure what he meant there. It could be pollen, air temperature, and then his letter cuts off. And by the way, you guys who are writing to me on brightsideben.com, your letters are cutting off because you only get a couple hundred words or so. So if you're writing to me on brightsideben.com, I'm missing half your letters. So either be succinct or write to me at ben@ksco.com. So anyway, so Dustin's got this thing called exercise-induced asthma. Asthma, whether it's exercise-induced or induced by anything else, can be best thought of as an inflammatory condition of the airways. And if you listen to this program, you know inflammation means immunity. Immunity means attack, defensive response. Inflammation means immunity. Immunity means defensive response. A defensive response means something is getting into the body inappropriately. Now, it could be something you're breathing. But rarely, for the most part, it's going to be something you're eating because 80% of your immune system is in your digestive system. So the first thing we want to do is we want to look for multiple points. It's not enough just to say you got exercise-induced asthma. We've got to find other points. So I would be asking, Dustin, do you have any, say, dizziness? Do you have high blood pressure problems? Do you have any bowel movement issues? Do you have problems with certain foods? Do you have oily skin? These are all multiple points that will allow us to form a picture of what's happening inside the body. Dustin did not provide these, so it's going to be much more difficult to address simply exercise-induced asthma. It's like you have a canvas. For you guys who paint, if you have a canvas and you put a point in the middle of the canvas, that doesn't tell you anything. I can't tell whether that's a mountain, or I can't tell whether it's a river, or I can't tell whether it's a landscape or a tree or a cityscape. I can't tell anything. It's just one point. But if I put multiple points together, then a picture starts to form. Sometimes I'll only need three or four points. There was a guy named Bob Ross who I used to watch when I was a kid, and he would show you how to paint, and I was always amazed. He put three or four dots on a canvas, and boom, a river would show up, or a mountain, or a tree, or a landscape, just from three or four points. It's the same thing with taking care of the body. You get multiple points, and a picture starts to form. With just knowing about exercise-induced asthma, I can't really give you a complete answer. However, I can tell you that exercise-induced asthma, like any asthma, is a defensive response. That means something is getting into the body inappropriately. So what do? Well, something's getting into the body inappropriately. The first thing you want to do is figure out what the heck is getting into the body inappropriately. Again, it can be something you're breathing. An exercise-induced asthma is a little bit different from other types of asthma because it's triggered by changes in temperature in the air that you're breathing and in changes in the humidity in the air that you're breathing that puts a stress on the lungs. Now, if you have some kind of problem adjusting to the air that you're breathing in exercise-induced asthma, chances are you're dealing with a system, a body system, that has been destabilized in other fashions as well. And the most important way that our body's chemistry gets destabilized is through food. That means if you're dealing with asthma, whether exercise-induced or anything else, find foods. Find problem foods. Find problems with the digestive system. This can be kind of tricky because sometimes we don't notice our digestive issues. This can be kind of tricky because a lot of times our digestive issues go under the radar. But rest assured, if you have an immune problem, whether it's asthma or autoimmune disease or any kind of immune problem, chances are you got something that's getting into the body through foods, more than likely, that is triggering this kind of immune response, or at least predisposing the body to this immune response. Hang tight. I'll finish up when we come back from our break, and then we'll take your phone calls as well. 855-660-4261 is our number. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. We do have a couple lines open for you, 855-660-4261. We'll get your calls in just a moment. We want to finish up with this letter from Dustin. He says he's got exercise-induced asthma, which is a very specialized kind of asthma, which is triggered by changes in humidity in the air, your dryness in the air, changes in humidity in the air that occur inside the lungs. This kind of stress triggers an asthmatic attack, hence the term exercise-induced asthma. So what do you do? Well, first of all, we got to find multiple points. We don't have multiple points in the case of Dustin's letter. So what we're going to do is we're going to assume that we've got some kind of underlying immune system predisposition. We got a body that is predisposed, or an immune system that's predisposed to becoming activated, a jumpy, if you will, immune system, a hypersensitive immune system. So the first thing you want to do when dealing with exercise-induced asthma or any kind of asthma is look for other indicators of immune activation. Look for skin problems, rashes, frequent frequent colds, autoimmune diseases, skin problems are especially likely, and you want to link these up to foods. Foods are the number one reason why the immune system becomes activated. If you can't find these kinds of symptoms, then it becomes a little trickier, but you can always focus on digestive difficulties and really look, because these digestive difficulties are tricky. They go under the radar. So many people will tell me first thing when I'm doing an interview is, when I'm doing a patient interview, first thing they'll say, I don't have any digestive problems. And then later on they'll say, well, yeah, gosh, I do feel a little queasy after I eat certain foods, or I kind of feel, get constipated occasionally, or I have occasional gas. You got to really look for these digestive problems. They're important because they're linking your immune activation to foods. And this is so, so, so important. If you have any of these kinds of symptoms and you connect them to foods, simply eliminating foods will decrease the burden on the immune system, decrease the jumpiness of the immune system, decrease the hypersensitivity. It's rare that you will have a hypersensitive, jumpy immune system without having some kind of food or digestive component. So first thing for immune conditions like asthma, focus on foods, focus on the digestive system, and use your digestive support nutrients. Glutamine, apple cider vinegar, lecithin, the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity, the Z radical from Youngevity, the nightly essence probiotics from Youngevity. There's tons of wonderful nutrients that you can use to support digestive health. Glucosamine, bone soup, aloe vera, noni, these all coat the digestive system, soothe the digestive system, and prevent things from getting into the blood inappropriately through holes in the digestive system, triggering immune responses. The second prong, the second direction that you want to take when it comes to asthma or exercise-induced asthma is focus on lung nutrients, blood and immune system supporting nutrients. Magnesium is an asthmatic's best friend. Use 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium glycinate. You can get that in the Osteomag from Youngevity. Vitamin C is critically important for lung health. 1,000 to 5,000 milligrams a day. One of the neatest things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is you get a big old dose of vitamin C per two scoops, you'll get 1,000 milligrams. Vitamin E, maybe the most important of all lung nutrients. I don't want to say the, but right up there. 400 international units a day. Look for mixed tocopherols and mixed tocotrienols. That's the deluxe form of vitamin E. Mixed tocopherols, mixed tocotrienols. We'll be talking about vitamin E as we continue talking about bone health and anabolism here in the next few days or coming weeks. Coenzyme Q10, very important for lung health. Similar to vitamin E, maybe 100 milligrams a day. And always use oil-soluble coenzyme Q10. Vitamin D is ridiculously important for the immune system and for the lungs. Numerous studies talk about using vitamin D for lung health issues, respiratory issues, COPD, and for asthma. How do you get your vitamin D? Best way is to make sure you're getting out in the sun and make sure that you're not using statin drugs or anything that suppresses your body's ability to make cholesterol, which is a precursor to vitamin D. And don't forget your essential fatty acids, especially omega-3s. Very, very important for lung health. Omega-3s from flaxseed oil can have wonderfully beneficial effects for addressing asthma, for affecting all respiratory health conditions. And then, of course, you want to make sure that you're using probiotics, not only to support digestive health and digestive wellness, but also probiotics can strengthen the immune system and keep it from being so sensitive and jumpy. Get on the Nightly Essence, which is my favorite probiotic supplement, and you want to use around 80 billion units a day, 80 BU a day. And that's how you handle exercise-induced asthma. It would have helped if we had some multiple points so we could have seen what's going on inside the body. But if you do all those things, Dustin, chances are your exercise-induced asthma will disappear. Plus, you'll reduce your risk of degenerative disease further on down the road. Thanks for writing. Appreciate it. And I hope you guys enjoy the segment. We'll try to do it once a week or so where we go over a letter and then we backtrack and show you how I do it when I'm doing an interview or I'm on the phone with you guys, because I want you to be able to address your own health issues and the health issues of your friends and your family as well. Okay, we do have a couple lines open for you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Time to take our first phone call of the day. Let's go to Connecticut and welcome Bruce to the Bright Side. What's up, Bruce? How you doing?
Hey, Ben, I just want to thank you for your show. I've learned so much from listening to you, and I've been listening to you since you've been on GCN, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate that.
I would like to do a patient consultation with you, and I'd like to learn how to do that. But my question today is, I've been dealing with a bit of acid reflux lately, and I do relate it to certain foods I eat. I've actually switched off of meat and become a bit of a vegetarian, eating a little bit of fish. I eat chicken soup and for the bones, but stay away from meat. But I'd like to learn how to deal with acid reflux and what I could do for that. And I also took your advice, and I bought the one-way whey protein, and I'd like to learn how to mix that like as a modified Budweig diet that
Got
you
it.
Talked about. So those are the two things I'm calling about.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for your kind words. Appreciate it. And let's talk a little bit about acid reflux, and let's talk about One World Whey, which I love, by the way. And the guy who runs the company at One World Whey is just a true, true info warrior and really just a great guy. He's out here. He's just out. He's motivated to do good in the world. And I love folks who are involved in health and healing and the nutrition business who are really motivated by doing good in the world. Steve Ewer is one of those guys. So I really support One World Whey. Plus, it's a great product on top of everything else. If you want to do the Budweig diet is a combination of essential fatty acids from flaxseed oil. Basically, it's the essential fatty acids in combination with the sulfur-containing proteins. Now, Dr. Budweig used cottage cheese as her sulfur-containing protein, but you can do the same thing with whey protein. And, in fact, if you're using whey protein, you won't get any of the problems associated with cheese and the proteins in cheese. The main protein in cheese is something called casein. The combination of the sulfur-containing proteins and the essential fatty acids found in flaxseed oil makes the essential fatty acids more usable by the body. This is the strategy that Dr. Budweig was using. Now, I'm not a big believer in using cottage cheese, but whey protein is ridiculously powerful. It may be, next to mother's milk and eggs, the single most powerful food you could ever eat, not just because of its sulfur-containing proteins, but also because of its growth factors and immune-stimulating factors. This is the point that vegans miss. A lot of intelligent vegans, a lot of healthcare professionals, vegans will tell you, oh, whey protein is you can get everything you need from vegetable proteins. No, you can't. You cannot get everything you need from vegetable proteins because whey protein contains factors, growth factors, and immune-stimulating factors that are not found in vegetable proteins. Hang tight, Bruce. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with a Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
In e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I told you guys not to wait till the last minute to call. I want to get to as many calls as I can, but it's not going to happen here. 855. I got 5 calls on. Okay. I'm not going to get to all your calls. I appreciate you calling in, but you got to call in at the beginning of the program. All right, Bruce, you there, buddy? Bruce in Connecticut?
Yes, I'm here, Ben, and you were talking about the Budweiser diet with one-way protein, and the thing that I was asking is, how do you mix it, and what's the
mix it? You just mix it. You just add them to in a smoothie. Take your one-world whey protein, put it in your smoothie, put water, dump in a bunch of flaxseed oil, and then you can add in whatever you want. Personally, I add lecithin into my smoothie. I add spirulina. I throw in some amino acids. The key is the combination of the sulfur and the essential fatty acid. The sulfur, I don't know if you listened to the program a few months back. We were talking a lot about how sulfur activates things. Well, sulfur activates essential fatty acids and makes them more usable by the body. So the combination, you can just stir it in. You can just take a scoop of whey protein, some water, and add some Udo's blend or crack open an Ultimate EFA capsule, squeeze it out, stir it in, and you got yourself a Budweiser protocol drink right there. Simple as that. Does that make sense, Bruce?
It makes sense, but it says not to put it in a blender. That's the thing I was...
Who said not to put it in a blender?
It says it breaks up the some of the key ingredients in it and the blender.
Negative. I'm not sure where that comes from. You do want to blend it. In fact, when you blend it, you electrify it. The speeding, the creation of the vortex in the blender actually electrifies the whole process. Movement plus liquid equals movement plus liquid plus solids equals electricity. Let me say that again because it's really important. Movement, especially when you create a vortex. You know what I mean? When you create a vortex, you spin. You spin liquids. A vortex is spinning liquids. When you spin liquids in combination with small particles, which is what the proteins are, in combination with sulfur, essential fatty acids spinning in water creates electrical energy. And that's, I'm not sure why they're telling you not to blend it. I'd have to see what they're thinking. But you do want to blend it, or at least spin it somehow, even with a spoon. The movement will create electricity, and it will activate the essential fatty acids. So this is a combination of sulfur from the protein, omega-3 fatty acids, or essential fatty acids, and liquid, and spinning activates the EFAs and makes them more easier for the body to process. That's That's what Joanna Budwig was talking about. Does that make sense?
Is using coconut water with it, okay?
Sure, absolutely. Any liquid will do it. Coconut water has a little sugar in it, so it's not perfect, but you can use coconut water, yes.
Thank you so much. And how does one do a patient consultation with you?
You can call me. Send me an email with your phone number. I'll call you, and then we'll do a three-way.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Take care, Bruce. I was going to tell him about heartburn, but you're on the right track, Bruce, with linking it up to digestive distress, linking it up to foods that cause digestive distress. Heartburn, by the way, guys, is not an acid problem. It is a problem associated with the little opening that connects the esophagus to the stomach. That little opening, that sphincter is what it's called, is a little muscle that's supposed to stay tight, and when you have heartburn, it loosens inappropriately. Well, guess what causes it to loosen? Cortisol and stress hormones and activation of the stress response system. So heartburn is a sign that the body is in distress, usually from eating the wrong kinds of food. The best nutritional solution for probiotics heartburn is probiotics. Probiotic supplements can have a dramatic effect on that, on helping the body process food and releasing or relaxing the sympathetic or stress response, activating the parasympathetic relaxation nervous system. Use probiotics for heartburn and also connect heartburn to problem foods. You'll find that carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates especially, are the biggest problem when it comes to heartburn. Okay, Leo in Oregon, my friend, what is up? Where you been? Long time no talk to.
Yeah, that's, life is busy, but I listen to your show. I pop in and listen to your show.
I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I appreciate what the effort you're doing. Like I said, it feels like getting a health education for free.
I appreciate you saying that. Thank you, Leo.
I have a friend and his wife, and we get along pretty good. She's got what's called Paget's disease. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's like a bone disease.
It's a bone disease, and. She's basically, she's on a prescription. She's seen two doctors for it, and she's on a prescription.
Fosamax? What are they giving her? Fosamax or something like?
She has morphine, something called Narco, and then she also takes Tylenol.
Okay, they're just taking care of her pain. They're not really addressing the problem. Paget's disease. Yep. Is a chronic degenerative disease. It's basically the bone breaking down. Now remember, all diseases, I'm not going to go into the multiple symptoms. She's got to have multiple symptoms and you got to address those. Nobody has Paget's disease or any degenerative disease without having multiple symptoms. I just did a whole rant on the importance of finding multiple symptoms, multiple points. So listen to the archives if you didn't catch that. Okay, so that's the first thing. Always multiple points so we can form an underlying picture. Now, in lieu of that, we can do things to help address degeneration just directly. Number one, if you have a breakdown of bone, just like if you have a breakdown of any tissue in the body, just like you have any degeneration in the body, what you have is a cell system. Remember, the body's made up of cells. A cell system that is somehow dying or sick. You've got a diseased cell system. All disease is cell disease. In the case of Paget's disease, obviously it's bone cells that are diseased. Now, why do bone cells become diseased? The same reason heart cells become diseased, the same reason skin cells become diseased, the same reason brain cells become diseased, because they are being blockaded. There's some kind of damming up process that's keeping nutrients from getting in, that's keeping oxygen from getting in, and that's keeping toxins from getting out. The cells die, they become dysfunctional, disease shows up. So then the question becomes, what is blockading the cells? Where is this damming up, this microscopic damming up coming from? By the way, it's called inflammation or microinflammation more appropriately. So you've got microinflammatory process, microinflammation surrounding the bone cells. The bone cells become dysfunctional and you don't get any bone produced. You end up with Paget's disease. But the problem is this microinflammation around the cells. So the question is, what is causing this inflammation? And there's only one thing that's causing it. Toxicity that's getting in to the body, through the blood, through the digestive system. That's it. So you got to backtrack to the toxicity that's getting into the body. Look for digestive clues. Look for bowel movement problems, gas problems, problems with specific foods, food allergies, food intolerances. You will always find them with the bone and with, well, especially with the bone, you're going to be fine. You're going to find. I'm sorry. We got to let Leo go. That's an awful sound. Leo, you have to listen in on the radio, buddy, and thanks for calling. It's going to especially be around fats and fat absorption. We spent a lot of time here talking about bones and fatty nutrients, vitamins A and D and E and K and essential fatty acids, also to a certain extent bioflavonoids and phytonutrients. So you're going to focus on digestive symptoms and especially focus on fat malabsorption. That means using fatty nutrients like vitamin D, which is best gotten from the sun, as we've said, vitamin K, which we're talking about now, it's 5,000 micrograms, vitamin K2, vitamin A, 20,000 international units of vitamin A, vitamin A's partner mineral, zinc, 50 milligrams a day. Folks, this is for all degenerative disease, but especially for bones. Magnesium for bones, calcium for bones, and keep in mind magnesium and calcium also require a functioning fat absorption system. Then you're going to want to focus on fat malabsorption. Use lecithin, superstar supplement for fat malabsorption. Use digestive enzymes. The ultimate enzymes contain fat absorption aids like bile salts and pancreatin. You can throw in some extra bile salts, some extra pancreatin. Use apple cider vinegar after all your meals. That can help with fat absorption. The nutrient choline can help with fat absorption. The amino acid taurine can help with fat absorption. Use 100 to 200 milligrams of choline and perhaps 100 to 200 milligrams of taurine as well. Focus on overall digestive symptoms. Use probiotics, people, for any chronic degenerative disease. Use probiotics. For any digestive problem, use probiotics. Even if you're healthy and you just want to increase your longevity and improve your quality of life and decrease the likelihood of degenerative disease, use probiotics. The longevity of Nightly Essence is the best probiotic supplement that I know of. But whatever it is, get on a probiotic supplement, 80 billion units a day, and eat fermented foods. We'll be talking about that tomorrow as we continue talking about the importance of vitamin K, which is made by probiotics in the gut. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for your kind words. We will be back tomorrow as we continue talking about bone-building nutrition, and we'll be talking to Dr. Eric Ortman about his chiropractic practice. He's got some interesting things to say about chiropractory. All right, that's it. Have a wonderful, beautiful, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Prepper.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.